From the Mississippi now to Thurmond Lake. That's in eastern Georgia. Thurmond is a man-made lake created by the Army Corps of Engineers in 1954. When the Corps did that, they inundated the town of Petersburg, Georgia. That was deliberate. Few were left to mourn Petersburg. It had long since declined from its glory days as a thriving tobacco town. But now, in a sign of just how bad the drought has been in the southeast, Petersburg has resurfaced, and the foundation stones of 18th-century structures are evident on the shore of Thurmond Lake. Tom Lewis is the park operations manager at Thurmond Lake and joins us now. Mr. Lewis, first of all, when was the heyday of Petersburg, Georgia, and how big a town was it?
Well, Petersburg was originally established in 1774, and at the height, it was about 1,000 people, and the region around it contained about 45,000 people. And, of course, at that time, in 1774, it was considered the frontier here in Georgia, and it was the second largest town in the state of Georgia.
What went wrong for Petersburg, Georgia?
Primarily, we saw a shift in what the region was growing. Tobacco had to be inspected, which forced it to go through Petersburg, but around 1800, 1810, tobacco was given way to cotton, and cotton did not have to be inspected. So at that point, the town of Petersburg kind of lost its reason for existence. And so the town rose very quickly to prominence and faded away very quickly as well.
And worse than that, then it was flooded out of existence in our times.
Yes, it was. We actually flooded here, started in 52, completed in 1954 for the hydroelectric project here, as well as the formation of Thurmond Lake.
Oh, so how much of this lost town of Atlantis, Georgia, has reappeared now with the water receding?
We can see probably about 15-20% of it. We're down almost 14 feet from normal pool, and you can see a lot of brick foundations, old building foundations, old fence posts, a lot of ceramic pieces, as well as hand-cut nails, a lot of things associated with early settlement.
It must be very interesting, but it must be very distressing also that you're seeing this much of the lake bottom.
I know. I tell you, this is really historical lows for us, the lowest we've seen here since 87, 88, which was the drought of record, and it looks like this is even going to be worse than that.
Well, obviously you're hoping that Petersburg will disappear soon after some more water comes on the scene. Are people taking advantage of its appearance to go out and look at what's there?
Yes, they have. It's amazing. We've had a number of people here in our visitor center that's come by to ask about it. We have no problem with people coming to take a look at it. We ask them to leave what they see. We do not want them to take anything back with them, but they're more than welcome to come and take a look at it.
It sounds like a great opportunity for a combined history and natural history lesson for school children.
It is. In fact, this particular region of Georgia and South Carolina, we straddle the two states here. Fort Charlotte, which is just south of the town of Petersburg, was the first overt act of the Revolutionary War here in South Carolina. So back in 1775, we had a great deal of population in the upper end of the lake, and there's a lot of history, not only the town of Petersburg, but the town of Lisbon, the town of Vienna, all of them were up in this region.
Are there actually some other towns deeper underwater which
yes.
could yet reappear if the drought gets
yes.
really bad, yes?
Well, yes, possibility, yes.
Well, I hope that all of that wonderful history remains underwater.
Well, it's great to see it for a change, but like you, I'd love to see the lake come back, and we're looking forward to that.
Mr. Lewis, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, sir.
Tom Lewis is the park operations manager at Thurmond Lake, which straddles the border between South Carolina and Georgia.